great tasting barbecue.
Last game of the year, it's appropriate we give more than just one player the game away, as we will give one to Quinn Foster on the mound for five innings of work, three hits allowed, giving up three runs, two earned, and two walks with four strikeouts. Quinn earns that side of our player of the game. And on the opposite, Nolan Smith, another senior who will exit stage left at the conclusion of this season, got four at-bats and earned three hits with one run scored on his own accord and two RBI, put up three of the four scores that Kearney had today. As the runs of seniors end their season 21-21 overall, wrapping up their year in a 7-4 loss in the American Division elimination contest to the Millard South Pat Hagee seniors. Now, those Millard South seniors will move on and take on the loser of the matchup coming on next with Millard West and Wolf Electric and Union Pizzeria of Millard North. They also will await the next matchup of tonight's with Creighton Prep Five Points Bank and the DC Electric Bellevue West seniors. This tournament continues on here at Bellevue West all the way up until Tuesday, where they will have their championship series going on to determine the American Division champion. We'll get more updates for you at KGFW.com. You can find a full broadcast replay and more updated scores and times from the National Division at Duncan Field between Five Points Bank of Hastings and Grand Island Home Federal coming up at KGFW.com later tonight and tomorrow morning. Find all those details on our website, 1340 KGFW socials as well, Facebook and Twitter. We'd like to say a couple of big thank yous as well. One big thank you goes to the entire American Legion coaching staff, specifically assistant coach Josh Redman, for joining us for post-game reports each and every time we stepped on to the broadcast booth. Happy to have him alongside us for each contest that we had, broadcasting over 17 games this summer. Blast to be able to be a part of this American Legion program. Happy to bring it for you here on KGFW. And again, a huge thank you, and more than one way for assistant or for head coach Brad Archer ends his tenure, 43 years at the helm for the Runza seniors of Kearney, helping the Legion team for the Kearney community, the spring team for the Kearney Bearcats, all the pregame conversations I've had with them, the talks in the dugout, and everything in between. It's been a pleasure getting to know Brad Archer more. We wish him the best in his retirement and hope that he will continue to join us for a couple of Legion games. You never know. Maybe we'll have him step up and join us for a broadcast coming up next spring, summer, or for the summers to come. We'd also like to thank our broadcast engineer today and Alex Hammocky, Ashley Laurie, who is our studio producer for most of our broadcasts here on KGFW, and our operations manager, Mark Reed, as well as program director, Alex Salmon, for making sure we can provide all Legion-based action on KGFW all season long. We'll take a sabbatical for about a month's time. In a month and 2 days, Kearney High football will begin their season against Lincoln East. That'll be at Ron and Carol Cope Stadium. And of course, the high school football preview show begins at 6 with the live pregame with myself and Ford Clark at 6:30. If you want to mark your calendars that far in advance. But that'll do it for our broadcast here from the American Division elimination matchup at Bellevue West High School. The Runza seniors of Kearney end their season 21-21 overall and a 7-4 loss to Millard South. For more sports, KGFW.com, and you can find more anytime on our socials, 1340 KGFW. Thanks for listening to Runza Senior Legion Baseball all summer long here on the Voice of Kearney, KGFW.